When I comment on Psalm 130, I usually focus on verse 4. The way we sang it was, "But yet with thee forgiveness is, that men may reverence thee." It literally says, "Fear thee." And I just find it so incredibly neat that when the psalmist thinks about the fear, the awe, the emotion-creating, fear-creating awesomeness of God, he goes beyond God's power. He goes beyond his immensity, where the pagans would have focused, and he focuses on the fact that God forgives. Our God is so big, so powerful, so awe-inspiring, that unlike the petty gods of man's imagination, he is so magnanimous, he can forgive. And I find that awesome. The reason why I focus on it also is because Psalm 130 is oftentimes used in kind of a touchy-feely kind of way, because it focuses on forgiveness. And so the message kind of becomes a Joel Osteen, you know, you're already forgiven, it's not a big deal kind of message. And I don't want to do that. So I do the Puritan thing. I jump over to God is awesome, which is verse 4. But it does build out of verse 3. Lord, who shall stand if thou, my Lord, should mark iniquity? And the answer is, of course, nobody. Now, elsewhere in Scripture, we are told that God keeps a record of iniquities. In fact, on the last day, he's going to judge men, and anyone who happens to have an account with him is going to come out really, really badly on that day, because God has kept a record of wrongs. But the psalmist is singing from the point of view of somebody in his covenant. And for us, there is no record of wrongs with God. It has been completely expunged in Jesus Christ. God actually isn't keeping a record of our wrongs. He covenantally promises to forget them. As far as the east is from the west, well, that's as far as he separated our sins from us. And I find that, without going the touchy-feely route, without going the compromising route, many a Reformed Puritan needs to remember that. Because we take sin seriously, we really ought to. We hate to offend our God, and so we focus on seeking to please him. But we artificially create in our minds a God who remembers our sins because we remember our sins. And we don't really have any business remembering them, because what is our only comfort in life and in death? It is that we are not our own. We don't own ourselves. Therefore, we don't say what happens to ourselves. We don't judge ourselves. We don't belong to ourselves. We are not our own, but we belong to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And if our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, does not remember these things, if indeed he has not kept a record of them, then beating ourselves up for them is not the right and biblical thing to do. God has not kept a record, and thanks be to God. If he did, who could stand? And the psalmist goes into thoughts of grandeur and bypasses that with the fact that God forgives. If God kept a record, you would have every reason to be incredibly depressed. But he doesn't for you who belong to him in faith. God does not remember. And we are talking about his property, not yours. So he is the only one who matters. And he does not remember.